I am Stuart, child in the 80s, watcher of Saturday morning TV. Fabulous cartoons were revealed to me the day I held aloft my TV remote and said,
"By the power of podcast."
Only three others joined me on this journey. Our friends, James, Jamie, and Kane, together we discussed the crazy, delightful, but mostly crazy world of 80s and 90s cartoons. Once again, it's By the Power time. And you know it's going to be a fun week when it's a Jamie week, because he's chosen... Is it a Disney classic? It's a bit after my time, this one. I don't know if it's a classic, but I think of like Tailspin and Rescue Rangers and that kind
classic
of stuff.
Character.
This is like 92, though. What were Tailspin and Rescue Rangers? They were around about that time, right?
Yeah, that must be the point where, well, hold on, 91, let's say, I was going to secondary school. So I pretty much, I think, just missed Goofy or Goof Troop. So, yeah, that's what we watched, Goof Troop.
And that's the end of this podcast.
Yeah. Don't worry, guys, I'll just talk for an hour about my very interesting... fact that I didn't watch Goof Troop as a child. So I didn't watch Goof Troop.
Is there anything else you didn't watch, too?
Top 10 things I didn't watch.
Yeah, top 10 things you didn't watch.
And top 10 things you watch with bears, isn't it?
You know what? The weird thing is, a lot of the cartoons with bears, I don't think I watched. I think I've only seen them since then.
There's not that many cartoons with bears, is there?
Hundreds, James. There's at least 20.
I don't reckon there's any.
At least 20. Goof Troop hasn't got any bears in, as far as I'm aware. Probably has. There must be an episode of Goof Troop with bears in. It's another one with 65 episodes in its first season, and then like 12, 13 in its second.
Yeah, wow. 12, I think, yeah.
And a movie. Two movies.
Maybe. Two movies, great.
Two movies.
Yeah.
What were the movies called?
Goofy Movie and Goofy Movie 2.
Does the Goofy Movie 2 have a subtitle?
It does. I can't remember what it is.
Did
but
they go
it does,
camping
yeah.
or something, or is that the first one?
The second one, I'm sure it was like 2020.
Yeah,
it was
way
a lot
later,
later the
it?
Second. Yeah.
What episode did we watch, Jamie?
It was E equals MC Goo. Yeah.
Did that make anyone laugh when they saw the title?
No.
Thought, oh, isn't that a clever little trick? They've swapped squared with Goof.
Doesn't even go, does it?
Trying too hard. Trying a little bit too hard. Anybody got anything exciting to tell us about their adventures this week?
I celebrated a 50th birthday.
Congratulations, Kane. Yeah. You don't look a day.
Of one of my friends, I'll say that. I'm nowhere near 50 yet.
Nowhere near? You're closer to 50 than zero, aren't you?
Yes. Not by far.
But still closer. Yeah. You say you're like 26 nearly.
No, I'm 32, nearly 33.
So not by far.
Yeah, not by
still
far.
Still what, 6 years?
Worst thing was the pause as Kane tried to do the maths on that.
I love it.
I was going to work it out as percentage. Which one sounded better, 6 years or as a percentage? And the 6 years was...
easier.
Was right. And even that I'm wrong because it's 7 years.
James, while we're talking about this...
Yes?
How old are you?
Yeah. 43, 4. 43,
isn't he?
44. I think 43,
mate.
44. 1978. February of. Yeah, it's an even number, so it's got to be an even number. It's either 42 or 44, but I don't think it's 42. I think it's 44.
You're not 42. You're older than me.
It's 44 then.
Excellent. Well done, James.
Yes. Do we get a point?
No, Siri doesn't know that one.
No, she won't know.
Or Alexa, even. Let's get straight into Jamie. Two truths and a truth and a lie, shall we?
Absolutely. Okay. So, recently, Pixar director Domi Shi.
Straight in, mate. That surprised me. I'm not even paying attention because he's gone straight in without his normal 30 seconds of
no
explaining
scores,
to
no
us
nothing,
that he's going to give us something.
Oh,
yeah.
Shoot. Yeah.
I'm liking it, Jamie. Stick with it. Stick with the format. I'm liking it. Straight into the, up to nuts.
It's a good job as well because on my notes, I haven't copied the scores over this week, so I have no idea what the scores are.
Do we at least know who's winning?
I believe it
was me's too.
Is it? Okay.
I'm not sure though.
I'll have to double check them. We'll go through the quiz and I'll pick up the scores later on. Recently, Pixar director Domi Shi said she was inspired by a Goofy movie for the story of her directorial debut, Turning Red.
Did she say which Goofy movie?
Number two. Recently, Pixar director Domi Shi said she was inspired by a Goofy movie for the story of her directorial debut, Luca. So was her directorial debut Turning Red, or was it Luca?
What's the name?
Domi Shi. So it's D-O-M-E-E and then surname Shi, S-H-I.
Jamie making cheating on the quiz easier.
Googling, yeah. All around.
Kick Kane, look at his screen.
Yeah, he's got one hand up there to hide the keyboard going like that.
I'm feeling my bicep, actually.
Can I just... Both hands up there, he's doing it with his cock on the keyboard.
It's me first.
Can't remember
what
order it is. Yeah, it's Kane first, yeah.
So Luca is the lie.
Luca is the lie. So you're going for directorial debut was Turning Red.
Yeah. Me next, isn't it?
Okay. Indeed.
I am agreeing with Kane. I also believe she's director of Turning Red.
Yeah.
Oh, now then.
James has got a choice to make now.
Yeah, I don't know the answer. So do I go... They'll go opposite and hope to try and steal a point. But well, those do seem quite confident with his answer. Do I play it safe and go for the same? If worst case scenario, Jamie will get a point, the rest of us will stay the same. But he did seem very confident in his answer.
Or if we all get it right, Jamie loses a point.
That's true.
And we'll get a point.
Well, I'm going with you guys. Stu's confident answer was a seller for me. He was straight in there. He was like, yeah, that's the answer. So Luca is the lie.
So Turning Red was 2022. Luca was 2021. Luca was directed by Enrico Casarosa. You are all right. The debut was Turning Red. Well played. First one we've had where all in agreement and all got it right. Well done, guys.
Yeah.
But, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it is the first one, because I think I lost the point when on my last one.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, I think you might be right.
No, that's a good point there. Jamie doesn't lose a point there, does he? He just doesn't gain a point. I thought he gained a little bit wrong.
That's a penalty.
I lose a point, yeah.
Oh, I thought he only gained. I thought he just gained if we all get wrong.
Lose a point. It's a harsh mistress is... Truth and a Lie.
Thinking behind it was, I don't know who produced or directed Luca, but I guessed it was an Italian name. And I know that a female would have produced and directed Turning Red.
That was nice. I had no idea. I don't know who directed
it. I thought you did. I thought you had this one in the bag. I thought you would look quietly confident on your answer. So
I just wanted you to vote with us.
Oh, I like it.
Then you can go a point ahead on me.
I'm so far behind. Reason. That really is not important.
So that means the scores are everyone's on plus one except Jamie's on minus two from last time when we did it. Get Jamie frantically searching for the scores.
Well,
don't worry, Jamie. You've only got one job each week. It's fine. Oh dear. Jamie, who do you want to start off with discussing Goof Troop?
I think we should start with Jamie. Seems like he took it so well last week when we asked him for his review first.
But Jamie pointed out he'd been first like 6 weeks in a row or something, didn't he?
Yeah. Did we ever fact check that, by the way?
Yeah, it was complete
we did.
Box.
I fact checked it. It was actually 8 weeks. I was first. The episode of Pick was E equals MC Goof. No rhyme and reason behind it. I saw the title, thought it looked pretty cool.
That's a funny title, you thought. Oh, look, they've swapped Goof for a word.
I saw the title and the read-up. I know I read this at the end of the last episode we did, but the read-up is Goofy, a rocket scientist, No way, there must be some mix-up somewhere, especially since Goofy's boss is the monkey. And I just read that and I thought, that sounds pretty cool.
So he's a chimp.
Well, not the read-up says monkey
in
the blurb for this. So I'm going on what Disney's provided.
Definitely an ape.
Was he definitely Stu?
Yeah. Didn't have a tail, did it?
I don't think all monkeys.
Yeah, but it might have been a science experiment.
It didn't have a tail. That's why it's
chopped off. Might have been chopped off, right?
Yeah. Can't cut off a monkey's tail.
You could cut off a human's tail.
You could cut off a monkey's paws. Monkey paws.
Do you like ape paws as well, James?
No. Oh, God, no.
Filthy apes.
Filthy, damn filthy apes.
Who do you want to talk about it first, Jamie? Come on, your choice this week.
Let's go for James first.
I love the thought that if it was Jamie going first for 8 weeks in a row, that means he would have chosen himself twice during that period to go first.
Absolutely. James, I have no idea. It's one of these that we haven't really spoke about this much. I have no idea if you've seen this before, if you've watched the movie. I really don't know. So over to you, brother.
I have not seen this before on the grounds that I do not like Goofy.
Ooh.
The character.
Oh dear.
I know, sorry. I am not a Goofy fan at all. I don't like anything Goofy, not just the Goofy person. I just don't like whimsical stuff in general.
Can I suggest that from now on we use his actual name rather than just his nickname?
What's his actual name?
Goofer G GG Goofy Goof.
No.
I'm quite happy calling him by his nickname.
Yeah, I'm sticking with that.
His nickname is actually GG Goofy.
I'll give his other nickname.
Yeah.
Just use his surname.
Yeah. Goof.
Yes, I'm not a fan of Goofy in general. He's an annoying character for me. I feel like Frank Grimes, and is it Frank Grimes from Simpsons? And when Homer just keeps doing everything wrong, but just keeps getting praised for it constantly.
I thought Frank Grimes was the character from On the Buses, the British.
It might be
the British film series from the 1970s.
I know Rick Grimes was from Walking Dead. But I don't know. So it's like it's that irritation of like there's other people working really hard. Goofy just comes along, fucks it all up, and still comes out smelling the roses. And you're like, really, really, he's got to get his comeuppance at some point. I know he doesn't mean me any harm by it, but just as a character, he's just fucking annoying.
But on you loved bit, it. There's a book coming.
On that, Bez, we know. I think I missed it at the start of the cartoon. How did they get the applicant all mixed up from being a janitor to being a scientist?
I don't really get it either. He put Max's like test results on there, his application, but I still don't quite see how they got that and the genius. And then there was talking about someone who's. I never fully understood how they got mixed up. Jamie, can you fill us in on that bit, or does he not really explain that? Is it just the fact that he's put his son's test results on there? And
I think it's as simple as that. His son smashed the test. The paper got mixed up with all the others. He whacked his resume details on top of it, and it got sent off. And they saw that he was an academic based on that. But that's all I got from it. I didn't read anything else into it.
See, they've got to take some responsibility for that, then, haven't they? Really.
100%.
Their HR department or whatever, recruitment, because even if it was a legitimate test score, it's still like a high school science test. It's not really going to indicate genius level, is it, really? It's 100% on a test. Got an A.
It'd probably still struggle to get the janitor's job with those
tests. It probably really would. If you have 3 degrees and you're still a janitor. You know, I'm not a fan of Goofy at all. Stu's right, there is a slight, but that being said, I didn't dislike this cartoon. I'm not a big fan of it, but I didn't dislike it as much as I was really not looking forward to watching it. I'm like, God, this is going to be a chore and a half. It's going to piss me off. The neighbour does piss me off. You just knock him out. I don't know why Pete. Goofy hasn't bitch slapped him many, many times.
Pete, he's massive.
Pete Senior. Yeah. He's not hard. He's just fat, isn't he? Goofy should.
I don't know. He's twice Goofy's size. I don't think he should fight with people twice his size.
He's still fat, isn't he? He's not got stamina, has he? I think Goofy could take him.
No.
Goofy's
got no strength. He's got speed, big range, no strength.
Speed and durability. That's all he needs. He'll outlast him.
He knocked him out by accident, wouldn't he? Spin around with a ladder and. Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's like I say, didn't dislike it. Animation was good. The voice acting was good. You know, everything was good on it. I say it's not my kind of story or my kind of cartoon. You know, no big shock there. But it wasn't as awful as I was expecting it to be. It wasn't as painful to watch as I expected it to be. there's one big thing I've got. I really want to know what those widgets are that he that came in the van. that's plaguing my mind. They looked interesting. I want to know what they were. I was hoping they were going to sort of play into it a little bit more, like the wind up, or, you know, get the spaceship back with those or something. I don't know. Would a propeller work in space? Very doubtful, but who knows. So score-wise, it's a 5, which is middle of the road. It's pretty much as middle as I can get for anything. It wasn't. I didn't like it. I didn't dislike it. It was okay.
That's a bit surprising. Like you say, you like a bit of action in a cartoon, James. That's quite a high score than I thought you was
going
to give it.
I was mentally going in with a 2 or a 3 before.
This was full of action.
Yeah, but James action. You know what I mean? Like fisticuffs.
People with goatees talking about stuff.
Yeah.
And wizards.
So anybody who's not seen this, James, the gizzards James talking about are, I don't know, but the best way to describe them would be what, mini propellers?
Like a mechanical plumbus. A mechanical plumbus.
Yeah, plumbus is going to clear it up for everyone, Stu.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, they can be, oh, plumbus, right, plumbus. That's exactly what it is.
And a mechanical one at that.
Mechanical
well.
One, yeah, that's as opposed to a static plumbus.
It's a sex toy.
Hmm?
Sex toy, right, a plumbus?
It's a what?
It's a sex toy.
Sex toy?
Yes,
only the mechanical version. Toy.
I've never heard of a plumbus.
It's from Rick and Morty.
Oh.
They show you on international TV how they, intergalactic TV, how they make a plumbus. But they never actually explain what it's for.
Oh.
But it looks just like that, Stu.
It's a sex toy, according to
Jamie. It looks like a fleshy version of that. That's why I said it's more like a mechanical version of it.
Oh, okay.
I guess nowadays it's like a, what is it? Like a fidget toy, I guess, okay. Nowadays, are they? Is that the closest thing it could be?
Mm. Yeah. It's like a...
some shit that Pete bought.
Yeah. Inch-tall propeller. Hand-move. Hella sort of thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
James, theme tune. Fan of the theme of it?
Yeah, no. Again, not a catchy theme tune. It didn't stick in my head. It's not, you know, it's not whirring around in there. It's not no Thundercats or, you know, Jason the Wheel Warriors. Wheel Warriors!
The Thundercats theme on top of this would have been fucking perfection. Goofy is on the loose. Goofy. Perfect. Just, so 5, James.
I don't know if this is going to show up later on, but it'll be discussed later on. I think now is a good time to discuss it, just so we go in. Is Goofy a dog?
Yes.
Yes.
And Pete is a dog.
I think they're all dogs, weren't they?
I think Goofy's, I'm going from memory here. His original name was something like Dippy Dog. In the when he first came out, so like pre-50s, it was Dippy Dog before Goofy, so he's definitely a dog.
Makes sense. So in Goof Troop, because I've not seen any episodes, is it only dogs that are people? Because the cat obviously isn't a person. The cat's a cat, and the monkey's a monkey, or the ape, an ape. So is it only dogs that are sentient, moving around beings?
As I remember, yes. Don't hold me to that. It's so many episodes. But as I remember, yes.
So they don't have any other Disney characters in it?
You went on the Pluto route here, Steve.
No, I'm wondering Pluto, Mickey, etc. I was wondering if it was only dogs in Goof Troop.
Okay, no. Okay, so there might be a slight caveat to this. So that would be Max as mum, as in Goofy's wife. Who you never actually see in her face, but she does look human.
Sorry?
So, ooh. She does look human.
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
What?
Okay, okay.
So do you know the backstory? Do you know do you know about Max's mum and all that kind of stuff?
Max's mum was a person who
had sex with a dog.
Went on Tinder or something and thought she was dating this really cool, smart guy, but it was accidentally Goofy because he'd responded to the wrong Tinder advert. And at no point during their 3-year relationship did she realise that, in fact, he was an idiot dog and not, in fact, this stood off Tinder.
He does wear a bow tie. It'd be hard to tell.
Very true.
So in this, I was intrigued about about his mum, because I never knew this. So I've been kind of looking into this. And in the 50s, so the early Goofy, when he first came out, Goofy had a wife.
Oh, he's gay.
Goofy had a wife. And actually, Max is in this, but Max is called Goofy Jr. in the 50s one. But Disney have confirmed it's the same Max. So he's grown actually up through this. Now, Goofy has a wife in the 50s cartoon. But you never see her face, but she looks very, very human.
Wait. Well, yeah. That needs explaining. You never see her face, but she looks human.
Correct.
Now I'm interested.
In regards to, you almost see like a side profile sometimes. You never see a front view, and she does look human as a side profile. Now, it's not 100%. It could be completely wrong. She might have fucking cat eyes or something, but she kind of looks human.
Are you suggesting she's a Thundercat? Do you know what her name was?
Yeah, Mrs. Geef.
Mrs. Geef.
Yeah.
Why Mrs. would Geef be her surname? Why wouldn't she be Mrs. Goofy? Since his surname's Goof, surely she'd be Mrs. Goof. Yeah. Why does she get letters of her surname changed to E?
I have no idea. Well, this is... So just kind of fast forward a little bit, but they never show her in Goofy, but they do talk about her. Because there's one episode where Goofy's telling Max that she's up there with the stars. So they make reference. So at some point she's died, which is why she's not in this. I think they say something about, they're making of a comment about passing away from unknown circumstances or something along those lines. So to go back to Stu's original point, there might be other characters in it, like humans, that I'm completely missing out at, because I'm almost certain she is human. A bit Roger Rabbit-esque in regards to Jessica Rabbit.
Ooh. I did just look as well, and Mickey is in the Goofy movie.
So is he?
Is like a cameo in it at some point. So mice would also be human.
In that universe.
Characters. Yeah.
Also, as well, we spoke recently about characters aging, and Goofy's son Max is a great example. So in the 50s, when he's Goofy Jr., he's very tiddle, he's very small. In this, he's grown up a little bit, he's 11 and a half. In the Goofy movie, he's 14, he's even older. So Max is a good example of a cartoon character that's aged, and I know we were talking about this a couple of weeks back.
Nice.
So with your research then, Jay, did you ever throw up as to why his wife was human then, or what the
pretty
reasoning
hot
was behind
scene,
it?
Dude. I reckon he was fancied her. She's pretty hot.
Well, you never saw her face, so we don't actually know.
On back inside profile, yeah. But she might not be human. It kind of looked it from my point of view.
So yeah. They've not sort of put it out there and said that she is human, and this is why you don't see her face or anything. It's just a...
No. And this is in the 50s Goofy shorts as well, so I don't think they really thought too much about bestiality
at
that
Max
point.
Did Max still look like
she
Max?
She was wearing Goofy shorts as well.
It'd be awesome, right? Did what you say, Stu? Did Max?
Did Max still look like Max, or was he like a half human, half dog app kind of?
He looked more like Max than he did human. So he was ginger. I think he was red-haired when he was a little bit younger, but it looks very similar to the Max that we see in this and the Goofy movie.
Gotcha. Interesting.
Kane, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, so opposed to Bez, Goofy is one of my favourite characters. And I feel, especially, I'm guessing, like, say, early 90s, and you would have been watching this as well, Jamie, so it would have been around my TV as I was growing up, so I probably took a liking to it. It's that silly slapstick humor as well, where there's crazy stuff happening, so that would have been interesting for a young Kane. I watched it this morning, really hungover, and I thought it was a great hungover watch. It's silly, easy, good animation. It's very Disney just watching it, like that kind of artistry style. It's innocent enough. I wouldn't say I loved it. It's not something where I was like, fucking hell, I need to watch that again. That was amazing. But it was a nice kids' watch and enjoyable. I'm giving it a 7 out of 10. Thought there was enough jokes in there as well to what like did make me giggle. Like, there was, I can't remember, but I've got one about Frankenstein near the start. Don't know if you've quoted any of them. Then the self-esteem one, that also made me, I say I'm full of steam. Also did make me laugh. So yeah, I'm going 7 out of 10.
That's pretty high. Solid.
Yeah, I think it was, I'd normally go like 6 as my average. Like a 6 is what a cartoon should be. And I think this is better than the average cartoon.
Can you remember much of this from when you was younger than Kane? Or did it take you back at all watching it?
I guess it took me back, especially the introduction and the music that took me back. And I've not watched very many of them as an adult, and I still remembered the characters as they were appearing. Obviously, all 4 of us are big Disney fans as well, though, so you see that as you're going through Disney as well. But yeah, it took back. Like I said, I don't really remember watching them that much as a kid, but they must have been on.
Do what are your thoughts?
I also love Goofy. He's one of my favourite, only probably behind Donald Duck in terms of my favourite classic Disney characters. Why are you shaking your head, James?
Ducks. Donald, you know, Duck's how I feel brilliant about cartoon ducks.
Yeah, Donald Duck's a good duck, isn't he? He's angry that he's a duck. Mm. He's angry about everything. But I like a bit of Donald.
Take Daffy at a push, but not Donald.
And I like Goofy. Yeah, I've met Goofy.
Is this
pal.
Like Bez's Mr. T story?
It is, yeah. It is, yeah. Yeah, I met Goofy.
Was he shorter than you expected, Stu?
Way taller than I expected, actually. I thought he'd be like 6'2", 6'3".
What, Goofy?
Yeah. And no, he's comfortably taller than that.
Really?
He's at least 6'6".
See, I never thought he'd be tall.
He's really tall.
Can I give you a little fact around this?
Go on.
So it is one of the only characters at Disney Park in regards to characters, not face characters, where you have to be a certain height to play in. So you have to be at least 6 foot to play Goofy in the Disney parks.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. He's also got 18.5-inch shoes as well. But I don't think you need 18.5-inch feet to actually play.
On that, Stu, when you met Goofy.
Yeah.
I presume it was at one of the Disney parks.
It was Disney World, yeah.
Yeah. What's your favourite character meet and greet you've had at Disney?
Ooh, good question. I think it is Talking Mickey.
Right.
Talking Mickey?
Yeah, so when he talks to you, that's probably the best one. In the theatre at the entrance to Magic Kingdom.
Nice.
Yeah.
What about, was that with you and your wife, or was your son there as well?
That was just me and Julia the first time, but we have met him with Corey as well. Yeah. And he's good every time.
Yeah. Jamie, what are you going for?
The obvious one, because we got married, me and my wife got married at Disney World in the Grand Floridian, and Mickey and Minnie came to the cake cutting, did the first dance and stuff with us. So
can I just tell a story on that, Jamie?
Absolutely, yes.
Yes. Yeah, so me and Bez was also at the wedding, and we were best men as well. And we had to do speeches. And Jamie said to me the night before, we'd had a few whiskies, he says, we'll do the speeches before the meal so you can enjoy it and we can just enjoy the night. And at this point, we was unaware that Mickey and Minnie were going to turn up. Anyway, everyone does the speeches, and Jamie's wife's, I think it might have been Dad, went on a little bit too long, so everything got delayed a little bit. So Jamie said to me, do you mind if you do it after the meal? I was like, oh, fucking all right, like, I will do, but I'm like shit scared. I was nervous. I was conscious.
He's like, I'm a professional here. You can't say, all right, it's going to cost you extra.
Yeah, I was already like nervous. Then I knew I had to watch how much I had to drink as well, because I didn't want to rumble. Anyway, dessert comes, and I'm getting a little bit more nervous. I'm going over my thing. We finished dessert, and I'm just about to get up to do my speech. And this big bell comes on, and Mickey and Minnie come storming in, dancing with everyone. For about how long were they there for? 45 minute hour dancing?
Oh, easy, yeah. About an hour or so.
At this point, everyone's doing whiskies. having pictures with Mickey and Minnie. Everyone's getting to it. Then everyone goes, all right, now Mickey and Minnie's gone. Kane, you can do your speech. But then sit back
Kane,
down
follow that.
And listen to me. It's like the biggest anticlimax ever.
The fun's over. Sit down. Listen to Kane.
It was literally the memory I had before that as well is where somebody was kind of beatboxing, hey, Mickey, and Mickey's pretty much break dancing to it. So it's a super massive moment Kane had to follow at that point as well.
I did smash it over. Yeah. Not minutes.
But anyway, but I think my favourite moment is to backtrack from that. My favourite moment.
It was amazing, Kane. Loved it. Thanks, man. But anyway.
Yeah, I know. I was looking for some reassurance off Jamie.
It was amazing, Kane. I loved it.
It was all right. Yeah. It was the speeches were great. And you know
back
what?
To
I've got,
is
I've
that
got
what
all...
you did after your speech, Kane? Kane finished his speech. Right, Kane. But anyway.
yeah, that was it.
I've got them all recorded. What I'll do is I'll upload them to Twitter after this as well, so everyone can see the speeches. They were great. All the speeches were fantastic.
What was Mickey's like?
Say again, sorry.
What was Mickey's like?
Understated.
He gave it a good go. He sat in sign language the whole thing.
I think it cost a lot more to get Mickey to speak at your wedding. He has a high personal speaker rate.
I wonder if he could do that. You know, if they can. You know, with the speaking Mickey now, yeah. I bet he can't.
How does the speaking Mickey work? Is it literally a good voice actor in the costume, or is it pre-recorded?
Pre-recorded, but it also puts your name in and answers questions.
Oh, wow.
So it's not like a pre-recorded speech. Mm-hmm. It's somebody with a soundboard, I'm guessing, running it as it happens.
Is it cool. Somebody separate from... Do you think it's somebody separate doing it, or will it
definitely,
be the
definitely
character
separate,
with some...
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
it's got, right.
It's got to be on it. She has a microphone, wouldn't they? Just listening in.
Yeah. Agreed. Mm. I think they're just in the room. I think because there's a few people in that room. Mm. So I think there's just somebody sat in the corner kind of with a clever use of scenery that's just on the keyboard. It's my assumption because it's very well done. It's very good.
Mm. I've never seen any of these speaking characters. I've never
How have
never
you
seen
never been and seen Mickey in Magic Kingdom, Jamie?
I've seen Mickey in Magic Kingdom, but they,
I mean,
you,
in
there's only one. Greet,
rather, no, suppose
is it the one on the right hand side as you walk in?
Yes,
into the okay. Yeah, never seen him there. Never met Mickey there.
There's Mickey and who else is there? Tinkerbell.
Me? Oh, Tinkerbell there as well. Yeah. Okay. Hmm.
What was I saying? Yeah. So Donald is one of my favorite. Yeah. Mickey, Donald is my favorite. Then Goofy. But I hated this. I hated it. Hated it with a passion.
Oh, that was a U-turn.
Really hated
it. That was a Jamie U-turn, Matt.
Real does he, and then punches in the face.
Hated it more. I hate this type of comedy. I don't find it funny. It's cheap. It's low-hanging fruit. Hated it. 1 out of 10.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Fucking hell. Awful. When he's like in the rocket and he looks out the window and they're clearly the Earth is a tiny dot. And he's like, oh, this looks taller from the inside.
Well, that made me laugh.
And I'm just like, but on its own, it's kind of funny. But when every piece of humor or every piece of story beat is based on the fact that Goofy doesn't have a clue what's happening, I just get tired of it very quickly. Do you know what I mean? Like, at no point does Goofy go like, what's going on? Why am I doing this? What's happening here? They're like, every line of script has at least one misunderstanding in between Goofy and every other character. And it drives me slightly insane. So yeah, wow. So 1 out of 10. Didn't like it.
The lowest you've ever given anything, isn't it? Still,
very possibly, yeah, very possibly. But I hated it. Hated it with a passion.
I don't think you liked it, you know.
I can't imagine the movie. Is the movie like that as well, where it's just every single thing that happens is because of misunderstanding between two people on screen?
I don't think Goofy in anything has ever been any different. Right? It's always bit of a idiot.
I think as a sidekick, unaware. I'm all right with it. I think it's beneficial to a story when he's the sidekick.
Yeah.
And every seventh thing that happens in the film, show, cartoon is because of a misunderstanding. But in this, because every single thing that happens has to be because of the main character's stupidity and everybody else's stupidity, because nobody else realises what the fuck's going on either. Just everybody in it's an idiot.
1 out of 10. I'm shocked.
Just everybody's an idiot, though, right? Nobody does. Throughout the entire 20-minute cartoon, nobody does anything that isn't stupid. Yeah,
that's just pretty well. He aces his test. That's pretty good.
He's not even in the episode, really.
Goofy can clean a board pretty well. Blackboard.
Shocking cartoon.
Wow. Stu, I am
awful.
Every time I think I know how Stu's going to rate something, he goes the complete opposite
direction.
It's
like an enigma, isn't it?
That's the beauty of Stu, isn't
it? It is. Wild card.
I mean, Kane scored it, I think, higher from a nostalgia point of view.
Yeah.
But I just don't feel like Bez was like, it's all right. You thought it was going to be even worse, so you're kind of like, it's not quite as bad as I thought. Yeah. Five.
Yeah.
I don't think it's very good, but we'll see what Jamie's got to say, I guess.
I suspect his score's going to be different to yours.
Oh, but Jamie might double bluff.
I don't think he liked it either.
Oh, he's having his drink of beer.
He is, isn't he?
He's delaying it.
Is he changing his score based on what Stu says? Peer pressure got to him.
Yeah.
Or is he just binding his words because he's so furious?
I'm going to quote Jamie here. He's going to go, I fucking loved it.
I also fucking hated it.
Ooh, I don't like it. I kind of like this. Ooh. It's look, is it perfect? No. Is it as bad as Stu's making out? Is it?
Again, I should clarify a bit. I don't think it's badly made. Like, the animation's good, the sound's good, the voice acting's good, but the premise is so bad and the script is so bad.
What the voice acting is
everything else.
What did you give Petty Crayon? Like, a 4 out of 10?
I think so, yeah. I think so. Imagine one of the Marvel movies.
You are not comparing this to a Marvel movie,
no, imagine you had a Marvel movie, right? It's well, let's say it's Spider-Man, right? It's really well cast. Everybody in it's great. They look good. Yeah. They sound good. The effects are good. But then you just watch it and you're like, this shit script is some shit. It's so bad. It's so obviously flawed.
Spider-Man 3?
It's like horrendous. Then that would just destroy everything else because it almost make it even worse that it's a good character that you like and that it's good in every other way because the script would just fuck you off and ruin it. And that's how I feel about Goof Troop.
That is Spider-Man 3, yeah.
Well, I think this is pretty much a perfect portrayal of Goofy. I don't think they could change the character. If they change the character here, it wouldn't be Goofy. This is Goofy. The stupidity, the clumsiness, the awkwardness, the unawareness is Goofy. In regards to the story, I love the storytelling in this. I genuinely love the storytelling in this. It told us a story of Goofy's going for a job as a janitor. I mean, it's a bit silly, but it should be silly. It's a silly, goofy cartoon. He ends up going for this janitor job, thinks he's taking the janitor's job the whole time, and actually they think he's some scientist and he's
but
talking
they
about
shouldn't
black
be
holes.
Idiots. I'm fine with Goofy being an idiot.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean everybody else has to be so stupid that they realise he's an idiot.
He's lowered the bar, hasn't he? I mean, he's supposed to be rocket scientists, and yeah.
Well, isn't, for me, that the joke is that they're taking him so seriously as a scientist that everything he's saying, they're kind of not questioning it with. But, and I agree with what you're saying, but I don't think we can kind of confuse academic intelligence with social
True.
Intelligence here. And
True.
They're academics, but we're talking about social intelligence here. And look, we're applying psychology and logic to Goofy, which I really don't want to do. All in all, I love the story is fun. It's like he's talking about clearing up black holes, which is a sink, and they think it's a literal black hole. He gets the job, he goes into space, he comes. I really like the story. I thought it was fun. I thought he is a twat, but he is a twat in everything is in the next door neighbor of Goofy. Again, it's not perfect, but I could watch it. This is a simple cartoon, which I could put on, like Kane said, hungover or just in the background and enjoy it. I could easily be sat there with Bear, put this on and what I've 10 episodes on in the background and it just be there. And that's a cartoon that I'd like. I'd like something like this. It gets a 7 from me as well. A 7 out of 10 from me.
So our total is?
7, 14, 15, 20 out of 40.
Just scrapes and halfway score.
I think there is
a
big variable.
That. Insane.
Do you think if it wasn't Goofy, you would have marked it higher? Like you have more, higher expectations because you know the character.
No, I'm almost fine with. So no, I don't think so. because I don't love Goofy cartoons that much. I love Goofy the character, but I don't really love any traditional Goofy cartoons. I do like some of the educational ones, Star ones. But I think the point is that a personal annoyance for me is when I think mainly it's almost not Goofy. It's almost the other people being as stupid as Goofy. Like if those things happened and people realised and that the story was then written around that, but as opposed to everybody else being oblivious to the fact an idiot with a mop is working there, then I'd be way better with it. But equally, if I'm watching something and it's badly written in terms of the two characters, so an obvious one, right? And I think you can tell whether somebody likes something or not based on if you have two characters on the phone or in a film, TV, whatever, and they see each other and they go, hey, James, we need to meet to catch up about that important thing, right? And James goes, yeah, sure. When should we meet? And I go, let's meet tomorrow at the cafe. And James goes, okay, cool. And then we both walk off. I'm just like, how the fuck do those people know when they're meeting at the cafe? You don't just say tomorrow at a cafe.
Tomorrow.
You say
the
6
notes
p.m.
Tomorrow.
You don't just meet tomorrow somewhere.
To be like, fair, that,
it's
that
such
sounds
an
like,
easy fix to just say,
like
I'll see you at 7 tomorrow.
That I'm intrigued like by us, it, to be fair.
That sounds like us trying to get a date to record the next like podcast.
But it's just that, absolute, like, why didn't they just, like, why didn't the good guy just use their mobile phone to tell the person they weren't coming?
In all
just
fairness,
the obvious.
In all fairness, we've recorded this podcast at 8 o'clock since we've been doing it, and yet we always get at least one message on the thing you chat saying, are we doing it at 8 o'clock? Yeah, what time are we doing it?
It's never been any other time.
Weirdly, the only person who's ever completely forgotten and not turned up for a podcast is...
That's me.
Is... Who would it be? Because we did it at 8 o'clock every time, so who
would
it be?
But the date often fluctuates, in all fairness.
No, it was the time. You knew it was that day.
No.
I even have to deal with time difference as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
What, you mean it's 9 o'clock every time, do you?
Yeah.
I mean, just say with the... So we're talking about the again, I'm saying stupidity, but I suppose unaware, whatever, of Goofy in this. I would argue that every one of the big five Disney characters have that same kind of mentality. Even in the Mickey shorts that are out now, he has the same kind of unawareness of what's happening. The same kind of car crashes around him without him realizing. And I would argue you get that in Mickey, you get that in Donald Duck. You get that in most of the characters. I don't think this is that
much different.
Are you
only saying the male characters?
Because I'm playing it through in my head. And I don't think you get it as much with like Daisy and Minnie as we're talking about it. But you don't, dear, as I'm thinking about it. I don't think we do get that same kind of train wreck around me without realizing mentality that sort of with the...
Agreed. The girls are definitely smarter, right? Minnie,
I thought Mickey was supposed to be quite switched on. I thought he was quite a, you know.
I think it depends what. I think in the shorts, Jamie's right. I think in other Mickey stuff, like the kids ones, he's quite smart and he's the leader, isn't he?
Like Fantasmic and stuff like that.
Yeah, and in what's the Clubhouse rather? One?
Mickey's Clubhouse.
Mickey's Clubhouse.
He's quite smart in that, isn't he?
Yeah.
But yeah, I kind of know what you mean. I think Donald's smart but easily angered. I think Mickey's naive, but only Goofy's stupid. Poor Goofy.
I'm backing Kane up as well. Goofy's my favourite character out of all these, easily. Yeah, totally, yeah.
Why?
Underdog. Sure, it's the underdog thing.
But I relate to him.
Yeah, he's got to be the underdog. He's thick as big shit. he's not going to be the one you root for, is he? Really? He's not the favourite for anything. Walking down the street, you think it's going to go wrong for him.
Do you know who didn't like Goofy?
Me.
Do you know who famously hated Goofy?
Walt Disney.
It's not going to be Walt Disney, is it?
Walt Disney.
Did he really?
Hated Goofy and would have cancelled him if it didn't mean sacking the animator who worked on the Goofy cartoon.
Really?
Mm.
Did he have a reason behind it? Or
he thought the cartoons were stupid, had no emotional engagement, and were just a bunch of stupid cartoons with stupid gags tied together. Walter had striven so hard to get away from that notion of just putting gags together that have no kind of larger narrative context, no emotional context. Walt always hated Goofy and would have deep-sixed Goofy a long time ago if the studio didn't need to make those to give make work to so many of the animators. Boy, he hated Goofy. That's a quote from a guy called Neil Gabler, who's Walt Disney's biographer. Wow. I feel more sorry for Goofy now.
Yeah. It's interesting.
He's the ultimate underdog now.
He totally. And they did change him. There was in some of the early Goofy Black and White, at one point they turned him into like the everyman. So they took away his ears and he was just like an everyday man, so no silliness whatsoever.
Took his ears away.
Yeah, it looks weird.
Rescue Rangers all over again.
I remember those. They always had a suit on and glasses.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah,
like I always assumed his ears were tucked up under his hat. Yeah.
No, I think they're gone. I don't. His hair's like Max underneath it. You know, a little bit spiky. Yeah.
What do you think about the Mickey Shorts version of Goofy? Because he looks like he's out of Ren Stimpy, but apart from that, what do you think?
I'm not a massive fan of the Mickey Shorts. It looks super trampy, yeah. And I'm not a huge fan, if I'm being honest. They've even out tramped the Goofy that we know. But I mean, it's okay. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the Mickey Shorts anyway. The new ones.
Do you not like the animation of any of them?
No, I don't like the animation of them. Yeah. Yeah, although I'm super excited to go, and you've been on it, Stu, on the Runaway Railway at Hollywood Mickey Studios. Because that's based on the Mickey Shorts, right?
It is, yeah. Yeah, do you know why they're shifting to that version of Mickey?
Are you totally shifting towards that?
Yeah.
Or is that just, oh, no, I don't. I'm intrigued.
Because the copyright runs out on the other version of Mickey.
Really?
It's their copyright, surely.
Sorry?
Is it not their copyright?
It runs out. Copyright's only 50 years, and then they got it changed so it was 60 years, and then they got it changed so it was 75 years. But eventually it's going to run out on the traditional Mickey as we know him.
Oh, really? Interesting. Yes.
So they need to shift it, because people will be able to copy the look of the original Mickey, because that copyright will have run out. But the new one, because they created it, nobody will be able to copy that one, because it's a newer version.
That's how we're going to get Winnie the Pooh recently, isn't it?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, because it's like just bought out a horror movie of Winnie the Pooh because of that.
Correct.
Interesting. So are we going to get a different Mickey in the parks then, different look-wise?
I don't think they will, but I think anything that they sell in terms of TV programs, films, etc.
Merch and things like that.
A new version of Mickey, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Is there a big difference?
Yeah, you've seen the shorts, Mickey, haven't you?
No.
It's like
you'll
Mickey.
I think you'll see it.
It is like Mickey drawn by Ren and Stimpy.
Okay.
Exactly like that. Goofy is big, giant buck teeth, giant feet, a little tiny waistcoat, weird hairs coming out of him all over the place.
Yeah.
They stretch as they need to and kind of have weird bodies and stuff.
Okay.
It looks more old fashioned, doesn't it?
Kind of, yeah. It's got a bit of that 50s vibe to it, hasn't it? You remember the old cartoons in black and white with the dancing flowers and stuff, where they'd all have that kind of the traditional... Mm. I don't know what they were called, but that style of cartoon. I can't believe you've never watched any of the Mickey Shorts, James.
I don't like Mickey Mouse.
You might like him in the shorts.
I think you might like. If in all fairness, I think James would like these, and they're pretty short as well. No pun intended. But I think you might like him. They're very different, aren't they?
They're like
very
4 minutes long as well.
Yeah.
I'll give them a try.
Way past halfway through, Jamie, I know you'll have spent multiple hours thinking of a would you rather. So give it to us.
Would you rather have to enter Pete's black hole whilst the monkey tickles your balls? Or, or get sucked off by Goofy whilst being watched by gullible scientists.
Ooh, with them teeth. Jesus.
Christ. What do I have to enter Pete's black hole with?
Your penis.
Okay. I assumed that was the case, but I started to check first.
I thought it meant like crawl in.
James, that if you want to do that, you do what you need to do.
Possible, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah,
I just can't imagine getting sucked off by a Goofy being very nice.
Is the eye contact right?
It's dangerous. Who's the teeth?
Who's on your balls?
Yeah, that's teeth on the shape.
Yeah, but he's got a gap. He's got a gap between the front teeth, James.
It's not that big a gap. Trust me. Stealth brag.
I wouldn't be worried about the scientists.
Sorry, Ken.
Say again. Sorry.
I wouldn't be worried about the scientists watching.
No.
That wouldn't be a factor.
It'd make it better, wouldn't it, if anything?
Yeah.
It's remember just, the gullible scientists these, Kane. The gullible scientists.
Okay.
Well, so what
does that change?
Yeah. What does that change?
I don't know. It might change their line of questioning whilst you're involved. I don't know.
Who's
I didn't know they were talking to me.
I've asked some questions.
Well, they're gullible, so they might think it's a science experiment. So, I mean, read into this what you want to. I'm just kind of
okay.
I'm painting the picture.
I'm going sucked off by Goofy. It's a story to tell as well.
Once upon a time.
Because no one will believe you. You'll be like, ask these scientists, and everyone will go, they're gullible. They're not telling the truth.
Okay. James, you can't have both. Just put it out there. You've got to pick one of them.
Yeah, they both sound pretty good. But I do like a blowy, so I'm getting sucked off by Goofy.
What? Receiving or giving?
Nah, either.
69er. Remind me of the Pete option again.
So, would you rather have to enter Pete's black hole whilst a monkey tickles your balls? Or get sucked off by Goofy whilst being...
about the ball
yeah, or sucked off Goofy whilst being watched by gullible scientists.
I just don't know if I trust the monkey in all this as well. They're quite dangerous, aren't they, monkeys?
But you know it's going to just tickle them, because that is what's happening in the scenario, right?
But you don't know what's going to happen after it, then. After you've entered.
Don't they withdraw it as well? A monkey goes to the balls, right? They'll rip bollocks off.
Yeah.
That's like a monkey's go-to move.
But they are tickling it as you're entering. But it's what's happening after you've entered.
Well, that could be like after Goofy's goes mad around, he could bite your dick off.
It could do, but I trust Goofy over a monkey.
Would you?
I trust a dog over a monkey.
With your dick in it?
Yeah. Okay. Rather than the monkey tickling my balls.
Monkey's devious, you can't trust a monkey.
Can you choose what monkey it is?
It's the monkey out of this.
Can I not have the monkey out of Friends?
He's unpredictable, that monkey.
Yeah, little no, he's got to have the monkey out of this. Yeah, you've got to have the monkey out of this.
Okay.
He is unpredictable, James. He is. Neurotic.
Yeah, and he's got bananas, hasn't he? You don't want to get him wearing bananas. Anything could happen.
I am going for Goofy blowjob then, in that case. I think not trusting the monkey is a good point.
What about you, Jamie?
I just think it's going to be scarring for life, that memory of eye contact with Goofy as he's sucking you off.
You can close your eyes.
Yeah.
Don't think I could.
He wouldn't want to miss trying it. To look away from Goofy's eyes.
He doesn't want to miss it. Doesn't want to miss a bit of it. Especially if Goofy's making a bit of a noise. Or...
It's like Darren Brown saying, don't push a red button. You're going to not want to open your eyes, but you do, and it's there's Goofy around your cock. I don't think I can deal with that shit.
You look across and Mickey's wanking off in the corner.
What about the eye contact with Pete as he's looking back round as you?
I'm going to donkey punch the fucker. He won't see shit.
Yeah, you will.
I'm going in Pete. Yeah, I'm going in Pete's black hole. Yeah,
balls deep in Pete.
I'm not happy about option, but I think it's better of the two.
I respect it. You're wrong, but respect it.
You know, you're all going to be dreaming about Goofy sucking your off tonight, right?
I hope so.
Bad. Yeah,
our lucid dreams was a guarantee.
Whilst I was doing my research for this week's cartoon, I did see online a very good theory.
Go on.
That we kind of touched on earlier when somebody brought up Pluto not being able to talk. You know why Pluto can't talk but Goofy can, even though they're both dogs?
No.
That's the way the animators made it.
No.
Oh.
Incorrect.
Go on.
The reason that some things can speak and some can't, so for example, you have squirrels in Mickey cartoons, right, and they can't speak, but Mickey can, even though he's a mouse, right? It's because the clothes they wear are magical clothes.
Ooh.
So when an animal puts the clothes on, it becomes human, anthropomorphic, and able to speak.
Really?
Yeah.
So if Pluto is to wear Goofy's clothes, he would be able to speak words.
Correct.
Now then, what happens when Goofy has a bath?
He always keeps his hat on.
Oh.
Mickey always keeps his gloves on, no matter what. No, he does when he's having a bath, though, puts it on.
Oh, well, I see. I see.
Obviously.
Well, I suppose you don't need to speak to have a bath, do you?
Well, no, he'd go back to his animal form.
He'd go back to animal, so he wouldn't be putting the clothes back on again when he got out. He'd just be shitting in a corner somewhere.
Because you still see Pluto, although Pluto doesn't talk, there's very much humanistic behaviours in Pluto, right? So it's not like an actual dog. I know he barks and he pants, but you get to see him do human-y things in the cartoons
as well.
Give
us an example, for instance.
Oh, I can't give you... I don't know.
I can't think of anything he does human-y.
There's Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. There's times where he's helped people search for items and things like that.
So something human like
some sort of searching
like,
dog.
Help look for things. The one thing dogs that are question, known for.
In all fairness, you were asking me a question you knew I couldn't answer
you know,
that.
Do you know sometimes?
I want to see Jamie at the airport Pluto, now with like a drugs dog. Fuck yeah, it's a human.
I love that. I think that's my favourite.
Looking at watching a sheepdog, fucking hell.
Bit human like, babe.
It's like us.
Do you want to know the scores for the quiz earlier on? The truths and a lie. I've managed to find
them. Yeah, go on.
Oh.
So the scores as they stand are, so James is on 5, Kane's on 5, ooh, Stu's on 6, and I'm on 2.
Oh, painful.
Yeah, this one fucked me over a little bit today. Yeah,
go some to come back.
Yeah.
There it is. And it's Kane next week, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Cartoon and lie and would you rather?
Yep.
Have you got it all lined up, ready, Kane?
No, I've got a week to plan it, though.
That's true. That is true. What cartoon are you thinking of teasing us with next week?
I'm going to go for another 90s classic. Well, is it a classic? I'd say it's a classic. Based on a British chocolate bar. Here's Tasmania.
I thought you were going to say Freddo the Frog. Warner Brothers, Freddo? Right?
Yeah, Warner Brothers, Looney Tunes. Yeah.
Another character who has different versions based on what cartoon he's in, like this week's, I guess.
Does he?
Well, like the original Taz from the... Who was Taz the enemy of in the cartoons?
Bugs Bunny,
yeah. He's not the same Taz as in the cartoons, is he? In his own cartoons. And in one of them, he's like a dad, isn't he? That has conversations and stuff.
Never seen that.
I think he's the kid in this. That one. So there's like dad...
Tasmanian Devil's the dad, right? And he has a kid who's not him.
But Taz is the kid in the Tasmanian cartoon. Ooh. Whether it's the family of Tasmanian.
Shall we talk about this next week?
Mm.
Yeah, we could do. But, so, just out of interest though, so what's the name of the cartoon? Because there are multiple Tasmanian Devil cartoons. So the one we're watching is?
Tasmania.
Tasmania.
Yeah.
From 1990-something.
Two. Maybe three.
That sounds about right.
Ooh, 91 to 95.
Okay.
You seem incredibly well-informed in this, too.
I just saw it then, because I was thinking, which cartoon is it? Because I remember, I'm sure he was the dad. I'm sure he's like and his wife had lipstick.
That's Taz. Kane's right. That's Taz's mum and dad. Because everyone else in the family can talk.
Oh, that's right. And the dad can talk.
Taz,
you're right. Yes.
The speech impediment. Yes. The Taz that we know.
Taz also doesn't wear clothes.
That's why he acts like an animal.
They're all linked together.
Shoot. Now, that theory is across Warner Brothers as well.
No, because Bugs Bunny doesn't wear clothes and he's smooth as.
Bugs Bunny has gloves on. Everybody knows that.
He does have gloves on.
Yeah.
Good point.
However, tweeting Sylvester might get you away with it.
Daffy, yeah.
Daffy has a collar on, doesn't he?
That's his neck. That's natural.
I know, he's a collared duck, isn't he?
Or a priest.
But Bugs Bunny doesn't wear anything, apart from the gloves, but Lola Bunny does wear clothes. Bunny's got no shame. I'd love to see a naked Lola Bunny.
I'll send you a picture.
Thanks. On that note, it's the end of this week's podcast. So, with great regret at having scored Goofy 1 out of 10, I'm sorry, Goofy. Still love you. Goodbye from me.
Tweets and social media links at By the Power Pod. Our website is www.bythepower.net. Email is bythepower@gmail.com. Recommendations on reviews would be great. We haven't had any for a while as well, which would be super. Buy us a coffee is buymeacoffee.com/bythepower. And it's a bonjour from myself.
Can you believe we've had more people buy us drinks than we have leave us reviews when one costs money and the other's free?
Crazy, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Buy us a coffee and leave us a review.
Kane?
It's a piece from me.
I was going to wait then and see how long we had to wait. Well, yeah, I didn't see the other one. Like 3 minutes of silence.
Uncomfortable stand. Yeah. And I've got a joke for you.
But you're going to say goodbye?
Because I know it's everyone's favourite. No, you know I'm not. What do you call a cheap circumcision?